Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Carly. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself, what you've been up to.
Sure. Yeah. So I've been writing a ton. My first book came out last year. It was called Every Summer After. And my next book, which is called Meet Me at the Lake, comes out on May 2nd. And I'm currently working on my third book. So it's so funny because when you are writing your first book, your debut novel, all you're thinking about is this one book and that set of characters in that world. And now it's like, oh, I have all these different people and worlds colliding in my mind. And I'm always afraid I'm going to say the wrong names.
I know. It's like, okay, which one's my favorite child? It's probably the one that I'm currently writing. Or which one's my favorite thing? It's probably or which one's my problematic child? The one that I'm working on, you know?
There's so many parallels between parenting and writing and publishing. It's so funny.
What has been the most surprising thing being this journey? Because we talked when you were, the debut was about to come out, and now it's been out a year and it has been successful and all the fun stuff, which is great. And then it's like, okay, writing now that I have to write on a deadline and all these different things are new things that you didn't expect about a year ago.
Yeah, it was, writing the second book was really challenging in the way writing Every Summer After wasn't. I wrote my first book in 4 months and I was working full time and I'm a parent. So I was just doing it in the early hours of the morning. And Meet Me at the Lake, I was working on like all day, every day. And I found very difficult, and thankfully I wrote it before Every Summer After came out, or else I think I may have been paralyzed. But I was just full of self-doubt. Like I thought that Every Summer After had been a fluke and I wasn't sure I could do it again. Mm-hmm. And every day I sat down to write the first draft, I was like, I don't know if I can do this. This is no good. This is going to be bad. You're going to disappoint everyone. And so that was a really big hurdle that I kept pushing through. And I'm happy to report that like subsequent drafts were not as painful, but it was a very different writing experience.
I really love Meet Me at the Lake. Just FYI, I read it. I loved it. It was just like, I don't know. It was different. It was not what I was expecting, but it was what I needed to hear. So, and sometimes you get in front of that this is what I need to hear, and not, you know, what your expectations are. It's going to be like the sweeping thing. It's like, no, but I needed this very comforting, this place of like, you know, of feeling feelings and feeling grief and feeling change and
Thank you so much. I just like had a full body, like I have goosebumps and I have a full body chill right now. That means so much to me. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So I think it's, you know, honestly, it's a part of being a writer. It's like, it's like embracing the unknown, embracing that every book is going to be, you know, the muse is going to come and it's just going to be like easy to just push to, and other books are just kind of like characters are going to take you to different places and you have to uncover different experiences and still like, you know, embrace that your lived experience is going to be spilled over, you know, in the book.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it definitely does. And it's my third book that I'm working on now has been, again, a totally different experience with writing. And it's you kind of hope that you'll figure it out as you go along and it will get easier and easier, but I know that is not the case. But the third book has been really, really fun to work on, and it is like, this is still kind of all new to me, but it is really interesting to see how, you know, these worlds that you create and these characters that you hang out with, how some of them come so easily to you. Like with Meet Me at the Lake, Fern, who is our main character, I kind of felt like I got her right away. And of course, mm-hmm. it takes time to have my idea of her come across properly on the page. But she, I just felt like I knew her really well from the get-go. Whereas Will, who is the love interest, the hero of the book, he was so difficult to pin down. And there was a while I was writing where I was calling him Slippery Will, because I just couldn't like get my hands around him. But you know, eventually I think I got there.
I think you got it. I think, you know, like in some ways, Will is a difficult person to understand. And like, yeah, it's an onion. It's peeling the onions over and over and over and over to see like the real core issue. And like,
yes,
it's like, and I'm doing things. I'm doing trauma healing right now. So I'm learning that things don't make sense, but there's a core memory that has nothing to do with everything that can impact, you know, the rest of the world. And so I identify with Will in that sense of like, there's core memories that happen to him that have this ripple effect that do are not, you know, on page do not make sense, but in his life does make sense, you know?
Yes. Oh, that's so fascinating. And you know, I didn't really understand what his problem was until I had kind of finished the first draft, at least the one that I was working on. Then I revised it like 6 times before I submit it. But I was sitting with it and I still wasn't sure I had him quite right. And I had a coffee with a close friend of mine, and we had a very personal conversation about ourselves. And I've known this person for a very long time, and we were talking about stuff we'd never talked about. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you know, I wonder if one day this will come up in your writing. And I was like, I don't know about that. And then I went home and I thought about it. I went for a run. I was like, oh, I know what Will's problem is. Yeah. And it really helped, like unlocking that in my brain really helped me figure him out.
Yeah. So we've been talking about Will and Fern, but tell us the elevator pitch. What is the hook about this book?
Oh yeah, so nobody knows what the heck we're talking about. Sorry, everyone. Sure. So Meet Me at the Lake is about Fern and Will, who meet as strangers when they're in their early 20s. They've just graduated from school and they have this chance encounter in the city that leads to them spending 24 hours together. And they have a really great connection and they talk about their lives and they tell each other secrets and they talk about, you know, their plans for the future and how they think their lives are going to turn out. And they make a pact to meet in a year's time at the resort where Fern grew up. And Fern shows up and Will does not. And then cut forward 10 years later, and Fern has gone back home to run the resort. And the place is in a pretty bad state. Her ex-boyfriend is the manager. And in walks Will, who she hasn't seen for a decade, with an offer to help. And Fern isn't... She needs help. She's not sure if she can trust him. He is vastly different from the person that she remembers. And, you know, she is a little hurt from being ghosted in the past. And she feels like he's keeping something from her, that he's not like being completely truthful. And the book is told, like every summer after, the book is told in alternating timelines. So it goes back and forth between the present summer, where you're at Brookbanks Resort with Will and Fern and the guests there, and there's kind of fun cast of characters. And then the 24 hours in the past, 10 years ago, where they're kind of wandering around the city and getting to know each other. And that's the gist of it.
I love the fact that you kept us with the alternate timeline, because there's something, I know it's a lot of work for the writer, but it's a lot of fun to see, like, you know, get the past, get an insight of the past, of the seats of the past, and to be able to like see it in the present moment, how it interacts, you know.
Yeah, I love it. I feel like when I'm generating ideas mm-hmm. For books mostly what I'm doing is thinking about backstory. And my editor was like, yeah, that's great. But what is the story? I'm like, yeah, but listen to all these things I know about these characters. So I love how alternating timelines get like, I love it when backstory is story. So I love that about that method. And also I feel like it's a bit of a cheat because you get to write two short stories in one instead of one long one. Yeah. and so it can be like, I can see, there are definite challenges it presents, but it also has some it has some positive parts too.
I love this. All right. So we got to talk some book recommendations. Do you have any books to recommend? Yes. Listeners to pick up?
Of course. Yeah. I have, I'm going to start with a book that's called Sunshine Nails, and it's written by a woman named Mai Nguyen. She is, this is her debut novel. It's out later this summer. This book blew me away. I feel like as a reader, what I want right now, is to feel like I'm on a ride, like I'm picking up this book and I'm going to go on this fun ride, or maybe it's a dark ride, or maybe it's an emotional ride, but I am on a ride with the author. And this is about a mom and pop nail salon that is in Toronto, and it's, the business is not doing so well. And across the street, a chain nail salon, kind of like the Starbucks of nails, opens up shop. And the book is about the family's really misguided, unethical attempts to keep the nail salon in business. It's interesting because it's set in 2016, which it was following this huge New York Times investigation in 2015 about the state of bad labor practices at nail salons in New York City. And that really caused a lot of people to kind of like, you know, a lot of these nail salons are owned by immigrants, and you're like, I don't know if I feel good about supporting these businesses. And people took their nails to these, you know, chain, like everything's like pristine and Instagrammable. And so this nail salon is owned by a Vietnamese family. The parents are immigrants. They have two adult children, millennial children. And there's a cousin who has come from Vietnam and is working in the salon, and it's told from all of their perspectives. The book is really short, and each perspective is just so sharp. The writing is brilliant. It has so much to say about like the relationship between immigrant parents and their kids who have grown up in the country where that is now home. It has a lot to say about betrayal within families and gentrification. And I can't recommend it enough. It is so great and fun.
Oh my gosh.
So that's one.
I'm adding this for
sure. Yeah, I talk about it forever. When I read, I don't annotate. Yeah. But on the third page, I got out my pen because the writing is so gorgeous and funny. Yes. So yes, Sunshine Nails by Mai Nguyen. And then keeping with my Canadian author theme, and I'm not typically I don't typically read dark fiction, but The Whispers by Ashley Audrain, which is coming out in June. This is Ashley's second book, is phenomenal. Her first book was called The Push, which was about a woman who suspects her daughter's a sociopath. Mm-hmm. And this book is set, it's kind of like dark suburbia, where it's told from the perspective of four women in a suburban neighborhood. And at the beginning of the book, one of the women's children falls out of his bedroom window under suspicious circumstances and he's in a coma. And so it's kind of like a what happened there, and then it's basically about the secret lives of these four women. Mm-hmm. And it is so, when I started reading it, and Ashley is also a gorgeous writer, I was like, oh, this is brutal, but this is going to be a ride. And it was unexpected and wonderful. And I loved it so, so much. And then in romance, I feel like there's so many good romance books coming out this year, and it's so hard to pick one. But you know what else? You know what I'm going to say? if you read Mimi at the Lake and you enjoy that, you should read Ashley Poston's The 7 Year Slip,
mm-hmm.
which is coming out. Sure, what month it's coming
it's
out?
June,
I'm sorry.
July. I think it's around
in the
summer.
Apologies, Ashley. I'm sorry. And so it is about a couple that meets in an apartment that causes you to travel 7 years into the past or the present. It's like a time travel apartment. And mm-hmm. so they meet in this apartment, but they're out of sync in time. And what I love The Dead Romantics, Ashley's book last year. It was one of my favorite romances last year. And Ashley and I share an editor. And so I got this early copy of her book, and Amanda was like, I'm curious, like, I can't wait for you to read this one because you two were having a weird mind meld as you were writing. Like, we're exploring similar themes. And there are even like little teeny details that we both have in the book. And I was reading it. I was like, oh, it's so interesting how Ashley and I are exploring this, the idea of, who, you know, the person you think you're going to be and the person you are and how time changes us in two very different ways. And Ashley creates these really like magical worlds and in this one apartment for this book. And it's just so fun to spend time with. But I really recommend reading both the books together and just seeing like, oh, it's so weird. Some of the things they were both thinking about.
I am bumping that up for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's really good.
Oh my gosh. I love these recommendations. Carly, tell us where you can find it online.
Sure. Yeah. I'm most active on Instagram and I'm at Carly Fortune, and my website is carlyfortune.com. And I have a newsletter that I send out. So that's the place to subscribe to it.
Awesome. Thank you, Carly, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyournextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What's Your Next Podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyournextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.